Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Big moves are brewing in the pharma space. Swaraj Singh Dhanjal and Vishwanath Pilla report that Torrent Pharmaceuticals has revived talks with KKR to acquire its 47.84% stake in JB Pharma. The stake is worth about 13,400 crore rupees based on the latest stock price. A deal is likely to be signed soon, triggering an open offer to buy an additional 26% of JB Pharma's stake from public shareholders. In other deals, JSW Paints has confirmed it will acquire up to 74.76% of Akzo Nobel India for nearly 9,000 crore rupees, as first reported by Ashwin Mohan yesterday. The acquisition positions JSW Paints as a major player in the decorative paints sector. Virat Kohli is starting a new innings with a 40 crore rupees investment in sports goods startup Agilitas, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Shrikant. Kohli will also be actively involved in the company, which aims to create an end-to-end sports ecosystem. Kohli's investment is just the first tranche, and he is set to invest more funds in the company, which has raised nearly 600 crore rupees from other investors. Foreign investors hit the brakes on Indian debt purchases in June, pulling out $1.06 billion amid global uncertainty and narrowing yield spreads, report Ravindra Sonavane and Manish M. Suvarna. The India-US 10-year bond yield spread has stayed below 200 basis points, reducing the attractiveness of Indian paper. Foreign investors have, however, increased their holdings in short-term bonds, anticipating improved liquidity following the RBI's planned CRR cut and potential drop in yields. Despite a continued surge in new thematic mutual fund offerings, from defense to tourism and EVs, stock markets data shows a mismatch between investor expectations and performance. 95% of thematic funds, 74 out of 78, underperformed the Nifty 50 in the past year, 87.18%, 68 out of 185, 78, lagged behind the BSE 200, and 47.44%, 37 out of 78, failed to beat their own benchmarks over the past year. Check out this piece by Anisha Kumar, where she looks at the hype versus the returns. ONGC's Greenfield refinery is likely to be set up in Gujarat's Jamnagar district, with Saudi Arabia potentially supplying crude oil and forming a joint venture company, reports Shubhangi Mathur. The state-run company is currently working on a detailed feasibility report to finalize the refinery's capacity and investment requirements. This collaboration is part of a broader agreement between India and Saudi Arabia to work on energy projects, including two refineries in India, with the other being set up by BPCL in Andhra Pradesh. Rafem Fiber, founded by brothers Vivek and Vikas Mishra in 2017, has been quietly building fully indigenous, combat-ready drones in India for nearly a decade, reports Ehik Suar. With a recent $100 million funding, the company is now ramping up production to deliver more than 150 high-altitude logistics drones and 300 smaller UAVs a month. The brothers plan to scale up to 2,000 employees in the next 18 months. On the policy front, the government's new Consumer Price Index series, launching in February-March 2026, will dive deeper into item-level data across states, revealing granular inflation trends that could help policymaking, reports Ishan Gera. In an interview with Priyansh Verma and Ishan Gera, Minister of State Rao Indrajit Singh said the government plans to track the informal sector quarterly through the annual survey of unincorporated sector enterprises to improve GDP compilation. In our chart of the day by Money Control Pro, public sector banks have turned out to be the biggest lenders to micro enterprises, with a share of more than 45% in overall loan outstanding as of March 2025. Despite higher delinquency rates, with 4.6% of loans overdue by 30 to 90 days, state-run banks remain enthusiastic about lending to small businesses, driven by the government's push to formalize the micro-enterprise sector. A raft of changes kick in next month on the personal finance front, so mark your calendars if you haven't already. the ITR filing deadline has been extended to September 15th. Aadhaar will now be mandatory for new PAN cards, and several institutions, SBI Card, HDFC Bank, and ICICI Bank, are revising charges on credit cards and transactions, including new fees and calculation methods that could impact your spending. Check out Hiral Thanwala comprehensive roundup. And finally, a medical breakthrough. Vishwanath Pillai explains how Vertex Pharma's zimislecel stem cell therapy is showing real promise in treating type 1 diabetes. In clinical trials, 83% of patients achieved complete insulin independence within a year. The therapy involves a single infusion whereby doctors inject lab-grown cells into the liver of the patient, where they begin to function like normal insulin-producing cells. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.